A low preseason forecast for Chilkat River King Salmon has prompted the state to tread lightly when it comes to management in the region. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced this week that commercial sport and subsistence fisheries will be, quote, managed conservatively in the Upper Lynn Canal, Chilkat Inlet, and the Chilkat River. Waterways around Haines will be closed in part or restricted for king salmon fishing this season, according to ADF&G. The low numbers also prompted the Haines Sportsmen's Association to cancel the annual King Salmon Derby for the second year in a row. Rich Chapel is the area sport fish biologist for Fish and Game. He says the restrictions for sport fishing are the same as last year.
Chilkat Inlet will be closed to sport fishing for king salmon from April 15th through July 15th this year, just like last year. And also for the remainder of Area 15A, which is Lynn Canal north of Point Sherman, the bag limit will be one king salmon per day. And that's for the rest of the year, starting April 15th.
Chapel says the King Run has struggled to meet escapement goals since 2012.
But we did meet the escapement goal last year in 2015, and that was thanks to the restrictions we put on the sport fishery and the commercial fishery and the subsistence fishery.
Chapel says sport fishermen have been very supportive of the conservation methods. On the commercial side, Chilkat Inlet north of Seduction Point will be closed to kingfishing through the second week of the season, which starts in mid-June. Also, commercial fishing openers in the western portion of the Upper Lynn Canal south of Seduction Point will likely be shorter and sparser. Mark Soggy is the area biologist for commercial and subsistence fisheries. He says the restrictions this year for subsistence fishing are a little bit different than last.
We're feeling that we can allow a little more subsistence use. Right now, the line's from Glacier Point north, right? But we're restricting that to say you can't fish from Glacier Point north until July 2nd. But after July 2nd, we're going to open up a small area, you know, with all the other standard regulations that it's tied to the commercial fishing openings and things like that, from the north end of Koshu to Glacier Point.
By waiting until after July 2nd, Soggy says the hope is that most of the big kings will have moved past that area on their way to the spawning grounds. Soggy adds that the subsistence fishery in Lutak and Chilkoot Inlets north of Battery Point will open as normal on June 18th. The subsistence gillnet fishery in the Chilkat River, excluding the portion of the river from 19 Mile continuing upstream to Wells Bridge, will be closed from June 15th to July 31st. According to a release from the department, the plan for all three fisheries aims to achieve an in-river run of 1,850 to 3,600 large king salmon. The projection is around 1,700.
We start running the fish wheels and the drift net program in the Chilkat River at 7 Mile and 8 Mile up that area. Somewhere in the beginning of June, you know, I'm not sure exactly the date we'll start for the wheels. But once we get going, then we'll be able to assess better what the run strength is for king salmon. And so everything is, like all the rest of fisheries management, it's all in flux.
Besides the ongoing slump in king numbers, another factor that might affect fishing restrictions is the state budget. Soggy says cuts to the department's budget means less money for programs, which in turn means less information is gathered. And with less information collected about fish numbers, the department has to err on the side of caution when it comes to management.
I mean, I will end up being more conservative if I don't have the information. That's just the way, the basic truth.
Chapel says he's optimistic that the king numbers are on an upswing. He says, at least for now, they're not getting any worse. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.